Washington State Senate Republican Caucus leadership update with Senator John Braun. Senate Democrats are proposing billions in new taxes. Included in their package is a wealth tax. So what's wrong with it?
Here's the thing. We have been enormously fortunate, I think, for a long time, but certainly in the last 10 years, our economy has grown as fast or faster than anybody in the country, in large part because we've had such a great history of innovation in our state. And you think about most recently, probably Amazon, before that, Microsoft, way before that, Boeing. These are people, innovators, who came to our state and built organizations of value that created high-paying jobs, often that spun over and supported two or three or four extra jobs for every indirect job, that built success in our state. How I think of it is a wealth tax is a tax on innovation. And guess what? You know, we just had a year of talking about how we're going to tax carbon so we don't have more carbon. Guess what happens if you tax innovation? You have less innovation. The next great startup won't come to Washington. They'll go somewhere else, and they will reap the economic benefits. It won't happen tomorrow, but definitely will keep us on a downward spiral. I mean, I think you got to be very worried. Go back to the budget. We historically have 4.5% growth per year in state revenue. That goes over decades, 9% per biennium. We are at 2.6% for this biennium, basically 25% of where we would be. That's based on a tremendous amount of taxes and regulation in the last 7 years where Democrats have had complete control. They're talking about by far the largest tax increase, certainly in a generation, possibly ever in our state. And it's hard for me to be convinced that's not going to have even more effect on growth in the economy.
That's Senate Republican Leader John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.